Welcome. My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, the podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. In this episode, I ask the question, should I take a risk? But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on August 13th, 2024. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It's important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it. Should I take a risk? Well, it depends. Now, taking a risk might sound exciting or terrifying, depending on who you are and where you are in your life. But like so many things in personal finance, the answer comes down to it depends. So what are we talking about when we say a financial risk? Well, it could really be anything from investing into a volatile stock, starting your own business, or even quitting your stable job to pursue a passion project. Risk can mean different things to different people, and the consequences can vary just as widely. The first thing you need to consider is your own financial situation. How stable are you financially? Do you have an emergency fund that could cover you for 3 to 6 months? If the answer is no, taking a big financial risk might not be the wisest move right now. Risk-taking without a safety net is kind of like jumping out of a plane without a parachute. Thrilling, maybe, but not very smart. Next, let's talk about your goals. What are you hoping to achieve by taking this risk? Is it to grow your wealth, achieve a lifelong dream, or maybe just break out of your comfort zone? Understanding the why behind your risk is crucial. If the potential reward aligns with your long-term goals and you're okay with the possibility of losing what you've put in, then the risk might be worth it. But if the risk doesn't move you closer to what you really want in life, you might want to reconsider. Another factor to weigh is your time horizon. If you're young, you might have more time to bounce back from a financial setback. On the other hand, if you're nearing retirement, a big financial loss could significantly impact your lifestyle. The closer you are to needing the money, the more cautious you should be. But let's not forget about your personal risk tolerance. Some people thrive on uncertainty, while others lose sleep over it. If the thought of losing money makes you anxious, that's a clear sign to proceed with caution. Your mental and emotional well-being are just as important as the financial aspect. So, should you take a financial risk? Well, it depends on your financial stability, your goals, your time horizon, and your personal risk tolerance. For some, taking that leap could lead to great rewards. For others, it might be wiser to play it safe. Before you make any big decisions, take the time to do your research, consult with a financial advisor, and be honest with yourself about what you can handle. Remember, not all risks are bad, but not all risks are worth taking either. So, to answer the question, should I take a risk? Well, it depends.